Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. It's 2013. Purple Crown. Let's do this. We're back.
From the flow to the ceiling, we building, they crumbling. 2013 in a new world coming. Only do this cause I'm trying to touch a million. Singing these songs got the whole world reeling. While they chilling, we warming. We spark the movement while y'all so boring. Yeah, and we do this for the little ones, so they know they can shine when they see the sun. And there's no time for giving up, so just know that it's already done. From Shanghai to Chi-Town, we show love as soon as we touch down. We take this higher, feel the atmosphere when we burn that fire.
My life, my life, my life, my life, my life.
Sitting on the top of the charts and the world like a poster. Dead is that new stuff, rose from the gutter. This sound waking people up like a rooster. Or the Buddha, call me the ruler. This ain't the ordinary vibes that you used to. We getting it, and y'all bumming. 2013 and a new world dawning. Yeah, got the whole world feeling it. Don't try to front like you ain't gon' get the dip. When it rides to a zenith, all seeing eye at the top of the pyramid. Movement is global, struggle is urban. Locks wrapped around on my head like a turban. Don't be mad, cause I'm fresh like a virgin. Walk like a king with the heart of a servant.
My life, my life, my life, my life, my life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to PeaceCorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Thank you.
forgetting grace that I have known. I fail to reach for your sweet embrace. I don't remember that you're always there, or trust you with my every care. I need to see
your mark, get set, and flow. Yes, on your mark, get set, and flow. Rock into the song, check the piano out. Flow with the music. That's right. What does your mark look like? Are you ready to take off? love music. Piano that speaks to the soul. Happy New Year. Happy New You, if you are. Are you? Are you new? And even if you're not, it's okay. Because you're always drinking from the water of living grace. What makes the year new is because you're new. What makes the day new is because you are, regardless of what's going on. If you do your inner work, no matter what date it is, what year it is, what month it is, ha, you're still new. It's nice to be back. I miss y'all. I miss being here. Let's turn this up a little bit. Living grace. I am. Help me to remember. Woo!
When I'm in my
bed, get the cigarette lighter out. Side to side. Teach me to drink from the living water of grace. Yes, living in the yes. Every year. Life is good. It's getting better. Living grace. I know, I'm out of sync with them. They can't catch up with me. Upside to side, spiritual two-step. Come here, baby. May I have this bed? Help me to remember. Valerie Joy. Tears of living grace. That's why I've been taking singing lessons. If somebody said go get your money back, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you insult me like that in 2013? You better stop it. But you know what? I'm drinking from the water of living grace. So your reflection of me is all about love. Yes, yes, yes. We're back. Are we live? Are we live? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I can't handle myself. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. Right now, we're co-producing and co-creating this show right now. Do you know that? Do you know that we're co-producing the show together? Because your energy, your vibration, is I'm connecting with it, you're connecting with mine, and we're creating a change in the universe. That's enough to just look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, I am making a difference. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm trying to contain myself, but it's hard. Happy New Year. Happy New You. And if you're not, it's okay. We're going to help you discover something new about yourself today. because we want you to tap into the mark of success that is upon you, set it in motion, and flow with life. Oh, you ready to do this? I'm ready. It's nice to see all of you in the chat room on the phone line, and it's even nice to see you on the archive. Yep, I see you, even though you're on the archive. I see you. You don't believe me? Well, you need some more spiritual work to do. That's all. That's nothing about it. I can see you, though. Ha-ha! Kobe's in the house. Silent listeners, this guy's his guest, Deborah, is in the house. Rev, what's going on, my friend? Nice to see you. Umwalimu, nice to see you. It's been a while. Monica is in the house. Silent listeners in the house. Lester's in the house. Life Coach Ade is in the house. What do we need? Oh, we got everything we need. Everybody else is just an added blessing. Come on. Come on in. Go ahead. Share the show right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. You know you want to. You know you can't resist. You want your friends to listen to this because you know I'm about to tell your friends something you've been trying to tell them. Go ahead. I'll wait. I'll wait. Okay. Let me wait. Doing it? If you don't do it, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to talk. Okay. You are listening to the crazy show called the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We tap into the crazy in you, and you realize when you tap into your own craziness, you're like, damn, I am the best thing God ever created. Oh, wow. All this time I've been trying to be normal. No, it's time to just let it rip. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, or I can be your crazy coach, help you bring out the crazy in you so you can set yourself free. It's January 7th, 2013, and we started the show with Purple Crown. It said it's a whole new day. We are here. And to find out more about Purple Crown, his website address is purplecrown.bandcamp.com. Purple Crown. Dot band, as in groups of singers. I used to be in one. Nah, he's lying. Purple Crown. Dot band camp, not boot camp. Bandcamp.com. And then we had Carly Jackson reminding us that, do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? You betcha. I certainly hear my voice. Oh, I got an amazing voice. Nobody can touch this. And we just heard Valerie Joy. I'm so excited. Let me bring them to this. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I want to do. I'm just so happy. I'm just so excited. I'm excited. Oh, yes, you're right about that. I am on fire. Old school. Okay. Calm down. It's okay. Taste the new year. People are moving into it very slowly. Don't blow a fuse. But today's topic is on your mark. Get set. Flow. And we're going to drop in and sink into that in a minute. But let me bring on my dear friend, my co-producer, Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you, my show, today? Welcome back home.
Oh, I am so excited. You know, I'm so excited. It's like, wow. I mean, I had a great time off.
Yes.
I was thinking last night, I said, now I know what people feel like when they're going back to work on a Monday after they've been on vacation for a long time. There was a sort of excitement, a sort of nervousness, a sort of like, I don't know, am I ready? What am I going to do differently? I had all these thoughts going on. So, but once the show started, it's like, ooh, this is where I belong.
I'm wondering how your girlfriend is doing.
My girlfriend, me and my girlfriend, we hung out. We had a great time. I mean, she will pull me, and I'm like, I got things to do. You're like, come here. Rest.
Yeah. Rest, yeah. And what is her girlfriend saying, Life Coach today?
I'm like, rest. I'm like, okay, rest. I hear you. She said, you know, I'm rest. And when you lay down next to me, guess what happens? You tap into your creative juice. I said, okay, rest. You got me. But I should be doing something. She said, shh. Rest. I said, well, what does that mean? She said, shh, rest. She said, release every stressful thought. I'm like, okay, baby, I got you.
Wow. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And she has a brother, too, right? Rest in God.
Yes.
That's
rest
who I hung out
God.
With.
Yeah, get you some.
Oh, <Ooh, wrong. laughs> Let me get to it. Oh, it's wonderful. beautiful.
No, but really, but you know, and what? I really got to say this, I may say it again, but really, if you don't know who Rest is, if you don't know Rest In, you need to find out who they is, because, you know, is this new energy, it's not about doing more, it's actually about doing less. And when you do less, you get to rest. And when you rest, you release every stressful thought. I just wanted to share that. So let's go ahead and do your thing.
Hello, family. Happy New Year. I missed you all. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find Life Coach A Day right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes, like I do, by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach A Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach A Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1. If you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach A Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. And if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach A Day button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach A Day any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of January is Release Your Inner Splendor. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Richard Moss, author and spiritual teacher, will be joining Life Coach A Day to speak about embracing the awakened couple, the healing powers of blending the divine feminine and divine masculine to better relate to each other. On Wednesday, Darnella Ford, another amazing author and spiritual teacher of Journey to Worthy Fame, will support you to explore the edge of extraordinary, a conversation on surrendering to your greater yet-to-be. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the play experience. Have you purposefully loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach A Day is on the last Wednesday of every month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday night at 8 p.m. starting January 13th. Where we go more in-depth into numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. The Ask Life Coach A Day radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach A Day drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for your financial blessings. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach A Day.
Thank you, Celeste. Did you say your show is every Sunday now?
It is. Can you handle
it? Every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Oh, it's on now.
It's a great way to start your week.
It is, and a great way to start the year. And it's a great way for you to start the new you. Watch out, world. Celeste Morgan is loose. Woman, thou art loose.
Oh,
I release you in the name of the divine feminine. Go forth and multiply the consciousness of truth. I've anointed
I say
you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Bye bye. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. It is so nice to see you. And Deborah, we gotta meet up. What's going on? What's going on? I haven't seen you in years. it's so nice to be back. I'm excited. So much that we want to talk about. What did you get up to? What did you do? What is so new about this year for you? Maybe for some of us, you know, we may not be feeling new. We may be feeling the same old, same old. You know, some of us are like, this is the best year of my life, and it's only 7 days, and then, no, stop it. Don't do that. Don't do that. But anyway, whatever it is, wherever you are, it's important to understand that all is well, because life is in session. Life is in session. And that, you know, 2013 added up, it equals 6. If you want to find out more about 6 will be showing up tomorrow. 6 is going to stop by and talk about how she does her thing, that she's a lover. 6, yeah, it's all about love this year. We're just going to get going down in love. But you know, something about 6, sometimes people get it twisted about 6, the lover. Ooh, love is in the house. But you know something about love? When love shows up, ooh, all the mess would get cleaned out. All the mess that's hiding in the closet, that's under the bed, that's under your table. Oh, love would say, oh, no, we got to let this go. So as we embrace this new energy, you may experience some stuff rising to the top. But you know, love will tell you, it's okay, breathe, I got this. Now, your responsibility, your duty is not to judge what love brings out of the closet. It's like, oh my God, that's embarrassing, but that's okay, I'm cleaning it out. Love will say, oh my God, how long have you had this here? I don't know, but it's okay, we're cleaning it out, that's all that matters. And then, you know, and then once you release all the stuff, will you be flowing or what? That's right. Today's show is topic. It's on your mark. Get set and flow. And the theme for the month, January, is release your inner splendor. Do you know? You know, actually, before I jump into that, I just want to just kind of, can we just have a little talk? Can we just have a one-on-one, just you and I? Everybody else not listening, just you and I. But really think about it. Think about how long you've been on this spiritual journey. And when I say how long, not compared to anybody else, and I'm not even wanting you to say, oh, it's been too long or not long enough. But just kind of look at what's happening in your world. How long, you know, when you first made that journey, when you first made that step, and you start to realize there's so much more to life. And sometimes you didn't know what it was. There was a time you didn't know what it was, but you know there was something. Or you start to feel like maybe you went to a church, a mosque, a temple, or just you never went anywhere. Or maybe you were atheist, but there's got to be something, and you're here. So for some of us, we've been doing it for years and years. Some people have been doing it for a lifetime. Some people are still trying to get it right after many lifetimes, and they're still flipping it up. Ooh, are you judging people's life experience? Yes, I am. Why? Because I can. Oh, okay. But now let's fast forward and look at, imagine you sitting in front of the computer, going online, looking at things about spiritual principles, quantum physics, I mean, law of attraction. It's all there, teleconference, telesummit, radio shows, books, free books, free resources to tap into the God and divinity within you. You know? You got video, YouTube clips on video, yeah, we got that, YouTube clips, that tells you how to connect, how to align your chakras, and how to see auras. It's all this resources out there, but some of us still feel like we are not there. We still feel like we're missing something. Some of us have sort of mastered it, but then we lose it. It's like holding
soap. You know, it's like, oh, you drop it, slips off, and you grab it again. Excuse me. But, you know, it's time for me. One of the things when I thought about that, it's like, you know, it's so easy to beat ourselves up, to beat the mess out of ourselves, to beat the life out of ourselves, because we think we're not there, we haven't done it, we're not there, we're not manifesting things out of thin air. But you know, you do. You just haven't acknowledged that you do. So today we want to just get you ready to see life differently. And we say, on your mark, get set, and flow. So wherever you are today, whatever you're moving through, whatever, you know, because it's ongoing. Life is in session. And some of you may be in a place where you really feel like, I love my life. I am in a great place. This is the best I've ever felt. Good. And we can have a conversation as well. We can have a conversation. But as we talk about the releasing the inner splendor, let's unpack this topic today. On your mark, get set, flow. And feel free to call in now. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. As Celeste shared earlier, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, worries, fears, she didn't say that, I'm adding it to your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreements, you can call in 347-426-3346, or you can post it on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, like page, and we'll be happy to get to it. Do something different today. Commit. Set the intention to transform. And we're here to support you. So we're talking about releasing the inner splendor. What is that? That's that inner light, that brilliance, that magnificence. There's something about you that transcends time and space. You know, that transcends the challenges that you're having on this planet. And the challenges that you're having is actually the perfect fertilizer for you to grow. You know that? So when we say on your mark, what is this mark that Life Coach Addict is talking about? What is this mark? It's like the mark that I'm talking about is the part of you that was never born, that will never die, that is always, always alive, always radiating love, always peaceful, always joyful. So as we move forward in this new year, this new phase of your life, I want you to just kind of imagine yourself running the Olympics of your life and ask yourself, what is the mark? What is the tribal mark? What is the spiritual tribal mark of who I am? What is so unique about me that I know that nobody else has because I am uniquely me? What is that gift? What is that talent? What is that thing that you're here to deliver? So when you're lining up and you hear the universal, what they call the people at the sports centers is on your mark. I don't know what they call them. I give them the man or the woman that says that. I don't know what the name is. So let's see if you know, tell me. They don't have a name. Who cares? It really doesn't matter. But you hear it in the loudspeaker. You hear it in the loudspeaker of your heart. You hear it through intuition saying on your marks. You know, you came here. You have a unique spiritual tribal mark. And you're lining up with the rest of the folks. And it's not whoever gets there first because you're all going to get there. What is the mark? What is the spiritual tribal mark that you're carrying, that you're living in? So when you find yourself in a place and thinking, oh, my God, I don't know if I can win this race of life, you can bring yourself back and say, wait a minute. I have a wonderful mark on me. I have the mark of success. I have the mark of the anointing, if you will. You say, oh, that child's got anointing on him. You know, you have the mark of the divinity, the Christ consciousness, the divine intelligence. You have the mark of love in you as you. So on your mark, when you get clear about who and what you are, you get to look at this game of life. Instead of competing, you say, I want to cooperate, because you know it's just a puzzle, really, and each and every one of us are a piece of the puzzle. Are you feeling me? 347-426-3346. Oh, we got somebody wants to share their thoughts. I've got a question. We're coming to you. But let's just lay the mark here. Let people recognize the mark, because we want to set some things free, because we want to get in flow. Who are you when you can ask the question and sit long enough and allow your higher self reveal to you who you are? Sometimes it can only take a moment, just a moment. You ask the question, who am I? What is so unique about me? And on this field of life, and your inner voice whispers who you uniquely are, your power, your presence, that you're one with the one, you're one with the presence of God. And you can look to your left and smile and say, ooh, I know who I am. You ready to come cooperate? You look to your right, let's do this. It's like, yeah. You know how brothers give themselves that head lift? I got you. On your marks, who are you? When we know who we are, when we are clear about why we're here, then there's no competition. There's no rush. We can spend time to rest. Because you're part of something big. You're part of a story that was written already. Your story is already completed. The book is already written. When you're clear about your your mark, you know where you're going. You know why you're here. You can surrender to the next fold of evolution. Okay, I know why I'm here. I know what I'm here to give. And then you look at everything that is happening all around you and all the excitement about this global birthday that we just had, which is called a New Year celebration. It's a global birthday. You know, we all celebrate this newness, this birthing into 2013. Which is a year that represents love. And when you recognize who you are, you can start to love yourself differently. You can start to affirm yourself. You can look back and say, even though I'm not where I want to be, even though I don't know if I'm going to complete this race of life, even though I look to my left and my right and behind me, in front of me, and it looks like these people got more, they got more training than I have. They got a better coach. But when you recognize who you are, you know, I am perfectly made. All is well. You look at your current reality and say, this is what is. Don't judge it. You accept it. You allow it. And from this space in consciousness, you get to realize you're more than being a mother, a wife, a girlfriend, a father, a supervisor, a teacher, whatever you want to call yourself. That you're so much more. You start to see your life with insight. Because now you are on your mark. You are on your game. You're falling in love with yourself no matter what's going on. Even if your relationship is not working out, you can say, this is challenging. Oh, my God, this is a new year, and I'm going through this stuff. You can say, you know what? It's okay. I just need to be gentle with myself. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Let's see. I'm going to take a call now, and then we're going to go to the next part of this topic. On your mark, get set, and then we're going to flow. 347-426-3346. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Don't forget that. That's how you find us. Have you shared the show with your folks yet? What y'all doing? Y'all listening? Let me see who's in the chat room, because I wasn't looking in the chat. Oh, Cheryl's in the house. Kathleen is in the house. Welcome, welcome. Electra. Ooh, now this place is going to be on fire. Virtual Office Center. Welcome, my sister. Nice to see you all. Let's go to my brother, Owalimu. Owalimu, what's going on, my brother?
Greetings, my brother. How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm awesome. I am awesome. I am sitting in that place may not be the exact same place, but we on that in that realm where fire is just there. This has been an amazing 2012 that has gone by, and it kicked off in 2013, like, off the chain. I had a strategic planning meeting with my team, and it's like, what came of that? We have some great things for the world, man. It's amazing. People are going to be blessed by what we're bringing forward, and I'm so excited. I really am. Mm.
That's awesome. That's what it's about, you know, where what you're doing inspires you, and you catch the fire, you catch the passion. And really, if there ever was a time for us to release that inner splendor, to release that gift, you know, I know some of your stories, and I'm happy to hear. But what I'm actually going to do is, like, I want to go a little bit deeper. So what is it? What, if you can tell us a little bit about what's happening or what's really going on. Don't just tease us. You know, people are going to be excited.
Without going into any real detail, basically what has happened since I'll put it this way. Since about 10, 12 years ago, I started to realize there were some major issues going on within the male community, especially within the African male community in the diaspora. And I've been doing my own quiet research, in a sense, started to get a bit louder ever since I met Ade people. But and I mean that. Ade has lit a fire underneath me to move forward in a different manner. And 2009, I realized that there was an initiative that had to come forward. So I started working on that. And over that long period of time, last year, I finally gained the support because of the respect that has been given to me by members in the community. And I've gained the support. And it's coming about now that it was going to be a charity, but it's turned out now that it's actually going to be something larger. I'm not going to do that right now because it's just in the beginning stages now, because we just realized it came to the realization of it on Saturday. So that, well, I'll let you know, but I can't, in all business sense, can't really throw too much out there. But it is amazing what will happen when you find yourself, you find your purpose, and you commit to that purpose, even though you may look and say, oh, you know what? I don't have this degree. I don't have that degree. I don't have this experience. I'm now surrounded as a man that does not have any degrees, as a man that does not have any certifications besides one or two minor ones, that is surrounded by a beautiful team, that is surrounded by people that are a team of people that are supporting me with their expertise and consulting, and they're there so I can consult with. And this is amazing. This is going to be filling a gap within my community, and I really can't say for over there in the States or anywhere else, but within my community that is going to be addressing the imbalance that is in the males of African descent in my country. And I'm really excited, you know, I'm really excited. But that's basically it in a nutshell.
I'm excited to hear it. Keep me updated, even if it's through email. But because, yeah, you know, anything that anyone is doing, especially supporting men as well, you know, I'm moving away from the idea, and I think I have moved. Actually, not moving away. The idea of thinking men, especially when it comes to spiritual development, inner development, that men don't do it. We just do it differently. But it's also, I also get that men, we need to do some work. Females are doing it. The show we're talking about tomorrow is about that. It's about embracing the divinity in each and every one of us, the divinity as the feminine, the divinity as the masculine. And there are some brothers who need to get their acts together. And sometimes it's not to their fault. It's because they weren't taught. They don't know. And I commend you for what you're doing. And I look forward to finding more about it, my brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Go ahead.
And if I can say something else, to the ladies out there, to the sisters, just understand that.
All the ladies in the house.
What?
Go ahead.
Girl, that's what it comes down to. Our men, and in essence, we're talking about 500 years of mess. I mean, some people will say in the States 400 years, but this is 500 years when you look at the entire African diaspora. This is 500 years of imbalance that is coming to, that has we've been seeing come to fruition over generations now, where our men just have not been taught how to be men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hence, it's not that, that we just don't care. We just don't have a clue. It's like someone that tries to be a life coach but doesn't know how to be a life coach. You know?
How to live life.
You know, because they don't know how to live life. You cannot, thank you, Ade. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. You cannot be a man if you're not living as a man. And there are so many definitions out there. So many ideas, like, you know, you got to provide for your family and you got to be a hard worker and that type of thing. I'm sorry, you know, but that's a bunch of crap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's not important that you don't, that you do. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but that's not what being a man is truly about. You know, it's learning, first of all, who you are as an individual. And I shouldn't say first of all, one of the first things is learning who you are as an individual. You know, I am not Life Coach Ade. I don't want to be Life Coach Ade. And not because he's a bad person. He's a great person. But if I was Life Coach Ade, I wouldn't have I wouldn't need to go to Life Coach Ade as support, and vice versa. You know, so we've got so much work to do, and I love you guys for what you're doing, and I'm happy where my life is. And the information about this organization will be coming out very soon because I'm sitting down with my initial donor next week to receive the funding for this, which they've committed to supporting us. Now it's just about how much money they're going to give us from the beginning. But I'm excited. This is a new energy. This is a new era for mankind, and I'm happy to be a part of it in the way that I am. So, you know, thanks, guys. You have encouraged me in many ways. Even though I haven't been around, I've been listening to the shows. I've been gaining what I've needed to gain. And, you know, I'm very excited about this new beginning for mankind.
I'm proud of you, my brother. Thank you. If I let you keep talking, you might just tell the whole story. I can feel that passion burning up inside of you.
Yeah.
And your lawyer's like, all right, enough already. Cut. Thank you. It's like, all right, man, you're doing too much. No, I hear you. You got to go back to the beginning, know who we are. I actually say you got to know who you are first. Now, it's a life adventure, but I really get you, and I appreciate you for the work you're doing, and looking forward to hearing more about the great work my brother is doing. That's what it's about. We're all in this together. Thank you, Umwalimu, aka Antoine. Peace and blessings.
Mm-hmm. Blessings.
You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. On your mark, get set, and flow. We're going to talk about what we're getting set for. What are you set for? We'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with I think we're going to come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, who is going to drop the new energy of the day in 2013 and let us know what we need to be working with. The number is 347-426-3346. What are you working on? What's boiling up inside of you? What is it that you're catching? You're catching a voice. You're feeling it, but you're saying, like Walimu was saying, no, I don't have this. You know, whatever the idea is, let me get closer to you. Come on. I brush my teeth, so don't worry about my breath. Okay, let me get some mint. Here, you have one too. All right, come closer. Whatever. You know, if you're going through a challenge right now, I just want you to know that challenge is pushing out that inner splendor. It's asking you. That is the answer to the question. So if you're worrying about what you don't have or why you can't do this, just hush it up. Just shut it all up. And listen, the challenge is pointing you towards the answer. Your greatest gift can sometimes be your greatest challenge. You heard that right. Your greatest gift can be your greatest challenge because it will not let you rest until you say yes. And not only that, there's something inside of you that knows you're here for this. You're here for something big, something amazing, big, not compared to anybody else, but big for this lifetime, your life. That you must release that inner light, that inner brilliance, that magnificence, that something about you. You have a gift, you have a mission, and you know it. But if you don't pay attention, he's going to keep tugging at you, tugging at you, tugging at you. Relationship will break down. Job is getting on your nerves. Neighbors are annoying you. But there's something about when you say yes. Now, when you say yes, let me give you a fine print that we don't always hear about. When you say yes, you still may have relationship challenges. Your neighbor might still be getting on your last nerve. People might still be pushing your button. But they're all supporting you to keep moving forward. And here's a caveat. When you say yes and you start walking in the direction of your gift, when you say yes to the gift, what is it? It's like something happens inside of you. Ah, here it is. Here's a good visual. You know, if you watch boxing, some of them have that headgear on. Now, I don't think it makes it any easier, but when I see the way their head moves, like, wow. But when you say yes to your gift and start moving in that direction, it acts as a shock absorber. It acts as a mask or a gear that the you don't feel as, you know, if there's something you're working through, you don't feel as hurt because the gift gives back to you. Because you're living the mission, you're living the vision, something in you energetically, you don't feel as sensitive. It's almost like you're protected until you get to a point where all of it just doesn't, it just bounces off you. You just be like Matrix. You feel all the attack coming at you, you're like, lean to the left, lean to the right, hands up, watch the bullets drop. But you know, you got to walk that journey. It feels like alone, but you must walk that journey. It is why you are here. And now we are going to take a break. We're going to drink some water. And we say, on your mark, get set, and flow. You have something to offer. It's the year of love. And let's touch your love. Let's feel your love. Let's smell your love. And while you're sharing the love and doing all that, share the show with your friends. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break and come back with Celestial Moment. I won't go as deep as Antoine, because if I go that deep, I may blow a fuse and I start sounding like this. But if you want to, we don't want to do that. Oh no, we don't.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is Motivational Speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother was would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me. Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, folks. It's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Giving a voice back to the community. Let's talk about it. What are you here to express? What are you here to give? If you're not expressing your gift, guess what? You're going to go the other direction. If you're not expressing, you're depressing. Yes, I understand depression sometimes. It has to do with a chemical imbalance, but there are also people who don't have a chemical imbalance. It's just because they just like, my life is not working. I don't know why. I don't know how. I'm just depressed. Express. Don't depress. Don't depress. Express. And you know, the great thing about this thing called life, that's why it's an adventure. What you have to give, what you have to offer, you won't see it until you see it. If you wait to see it, you won't see it, but you have to see it until you see it. And how do you see it? You make it happen. Today we're talking about on your mark, get set and flow. We want to help you set it free. We want to set you free. We want to set your gift, your mission. We want to just help you just take up all the stuff, all the crap that's holding you down. Okay, don't go into that yet. Don't tell the whole story yet. I mean, set it up. Don't set it free. Set it up for now. Okay. Okay, I got you.
I'm just going to set it up. All right, thank you. Get out.
Now, it's time for Celestial Moment. Okay. So now, here's the thing. Listeners, those of you who listen for the first time, you may won't get this joke, but that's okay. Just keep listening. You get into this crazy energy. Ooh, this is where you get to really feel yourself. And you walk down the street going, ooh. They're like, what's wrong with you? Like, ooh, I just caught one of those moments. What's that? Ooh, I just had a spiritual orgasm. My life is good. But anyway, so I've listened to some of the shows that I've done in the past, and I saw that, I've listened to the part where I'm trying to do an impression of Celeste's voice. I realized I was nowhere near it, so I've been practicing. So let me know if I'm doing a good job. So, hello, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and I'm going to be bringing to you the energy of the day. The number today is 5. Am I doing good? No, I think I suck.
No.
Let me just do my own voice. Let me say my own flipping lane.
Hello, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and I'll bring...
Okay.
You know, you play too much. Life coach
That's
today.
What life is about. Life is better. Good. It's getting better. Oh, I am all that is. All right, let me drink some water.
Yes, go drink some water. You know, I got a beef with you because you don't understand it. Some of us may be home.
Okay, wait. Hold on 1 second. Let me just tell you this.
Right.
I can intuitively think of somebody saying, whispering in your ear, don't have a beef with him. You're going to lose. Okay, go ahead. Just letting you know. You're going to lose, girl. Don't do it. Go ahead.
I'm going to do it anyway. I'm not scared of you. So
Ooh. Here's
the thing, right? You know, a day, you have to understand some of us are at home. Some of us might be in a grocery store. But then you have a large population of people who are listening to you who are at work. man, you are hurting my stomach. I'm trying to laugh quietly. Cut it out.
No, you don't need to laugh quietly.
Oh, my God.
I watched it the other day. I was watching something during the week, and they said you can't control somebody who's laughing. You know, he was talking about how laughter and humor is being suppressed in human beings now. It's like so many things are going on and they're suppressing the laughter. But he said when someone is laughing, you can't control them. So just get your laugh on and get them to join you. They'll join you and won't even know why they're laughing. And if other people say, why are you laughing? I don't know. I'm laughing because she's laughing.
You know what I'm talking about? Or I could just use that moment to share the show. This is my inspiration to keep me working throughout the day. You want to tap into Life Coach today. Okay, I'm done. Oh, and by the way, that man, the person who says on your mark, they are called the starter. And you are a fire starter, so you're on point. So I'm going to get to it. You know, we got to get ready here, man.
Damn, I'm good.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I don't care if anybody tell me how good I'm is. I know I'm is good.
No. Right. Oh, get back in your lane.
All right. I'm out of here.
It's Celeste here again, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. Today is the birthday of Zora Neale Hurston, the writer of Their Eyes Were Watching God, and one of my ancestral sheroes, who said, there is no agony like bearing an untold story inside you. Let's lighten our load by delivering the word today with the energy of five, which is ruled by the communication planet Mercury. It's the thinking planet of intellect and can affect the way you think, communicate, and relate. It's known as the messenger of the gods. It's very interesting that our fifth chakra is also associated with the same area as the planet Mercury. It's our throat chakra, and the throat chakra is the focusing point of the spoken word and the expression of feelings via communication. The fifth letter of the alphabet is E, and words like ecstasy, empowered, and edifying also connect us to the magical energy of number five. Now, five is also the Hierophant, or the High Priest in Tarot, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The Hierophant is astrologically associated to the sign of Taurus, and I heard something about Taurians being stubborn. Being a Taurian myself, I don't know what those folks are talking about, but there is a strong connection. Mm-hmm. In your lane, but there is a strong connection to the Hierophant being tied to tradition and religious authority. He's not usually flexible in the tarot world. However, through the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot, we are reminded to stop projecting our power away from ourselves and to take personal authority for the decisions we are making in our lives. The Hierophant's purpose is to bring the spiritual down to earth. This is the card for leaders, and each of us are able to bring stability to our homes, our workplace, and our communities when we walk in our calling. There will be times when the cultural traditions and values do not work in our favor. The Hierophant is not about bending to rules that limit our authentic voice. It's about having the strength to speak truth to power. We all have our way of connecting with the divine, and it is our responsibility to get on our mark, get set, and flow with ease through our aligned thoughts, words, and actions. All is well, and that's the story of five told through the Hierophant. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you. Thanks for your 2 cents, Life Coach, today.
You're very welcome.
<Get to work. laughs>
Thanks, Celeste.
My pleasure.
Peace, family. I'll see you tomorrow. Around 1. Relax. It's okay. Get your bull self over there. But it's okay. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Yes. Life is about fun and laughter. If you're not laughing enough,
you just need to hang out with Life Coach Ade. He's a nutcase. He will make you laugh. And if he tries everything and he's still not laughing, he will get back up. You know, if you're not, do you know laughter is healing, right? There are people who do, what's it called, laughing yoga. People actually pay to laugh. They go to the session to laugh. Come on. Come to Life Conversations Radio and get your laugh on. Oh, wait. Calm down now. Who is that? I dare you to keep a straight face while you listen to this. All right, Vanessa, some of you are at work. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you. Yes, I did. Ah, you're going to learn to tap into the joys of life. You know, actually, the story behind that laughter is actually interesting. And it's a spiritual teacher called Muji, but the guy who's laughing is not Muji. But, you know, I don't know. I didn't know I was going to go here. Now, let's get a little bit serious about the laugh. Let's get metaphysical. But really, the guy that's laughing, he discovered something about himself that in his statement was, I realize I don't exist. You know, for him, he was realizing everything that he's put his mind to, everything that he's been working hard for, he realized it's like it's just an illusion. And he said it out of his mouth, and he just bust out laughing. And he laughed for about 6 minutes. When we realize that there is something in us, well, that's a step. And you realize who you really are, that you have a gift. And then you step onto the field of life. And as Liz said, the starter says, on your mark, get set. What are we setting? What are you getting to set? Well, first of all, let's make it real simple. Let's set the stories we're telling ourselves free. The story about not good enough. As Antoine said earlier, I don't have a degree. I don't have the money. I don't know anybody who can do it. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know that. I don't know this. You don't know stuff. Shut the flip up. Just set it free. Get set. Set it free. Set it free. Set it free. Set it free. What is in you? What are you holding back? What do you know you must do? Yes, there are those of us, I'm repeating this because I want you to know, yes, life is full. Life is not for wimps. So if you're alive today, you're listening to this conversation. No, let me rephrase that because you're always going to be alive. If you're in the physical body, if you're experiencing life through a physical body, give yourself a pat on the back for being here today, for being alive, no matter where you are, money or no money, a house or no house, employed or not employed, illness or not, pat yourself on the back. Just feel the breath of God move in you and just take this moment to be in great attitude, to be in gratitude, like, wow. You know, I've come a long way. I'm not where I want to be, but, you know, I can count my blessings and be grateful. There's so much that we're holding on to. There's so much stories and the abuse and the grief and the trauma and why we can't live again because our loved one died. Why would you stop living because someone has made their transition? If they can talk to you, they'll tell you, live again. Live now. Set the joy free. Let their life be revealed through you. It's time. Once the starter goes, on your mark, get set. It's time to set your mind and heart in the right direction. In the direction of your surrender. What are you surrendering to? Get set means to surrender, to let go, to yield to your greater yet to be. To embrace something so magnificent, a goal that is so big that is scaring the mess out of you.
And then you get to share the mess with other people. Cheryl in the chat room said, I think you're a mess. You're right. I am a mess. You know the story. I am the mess. And because I've learned to embrace my mess, I can always catch the message in my mess. And when I catch the message, oh, it's so inspiring. It's so liberating that you can't help but be the messenger. Some of us got so much to share to say, but we don't want to say, and we get backed up. So rather than laughing, we're in pain. You got to set it free. Let go, release, and let go. In the words of the Agape Choir, release and let go and let spirit run your life. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Let's play some music. And we're going to talk about getting in the flow of life. I don't know what I'm going to play. Music? Let's see. While I live for you, I do the radio thing. Call now. 347-426-3346. Life Coach Ade is waiting for your call. This is a good song to play. Let's play McCoy Rain. I could feel the energy already just saying, thinking a song. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, we'll do that. We just had a request. Yes, it's a good one, too. Thank you. I got a great co-producer. I was going to play McCoy Ray, but I'm going to go for this. What is calling you? Answer to the call, because you called yourself forth. To be so much more. And when you listen to the call, what in the world is going on? Okay. Oh, I see what's going on. Yeah, when you say yes to the call, you can't help but stand there and say, okay, I'm waiting for the starter to get me going. On your mark. Get set. Where are you going? Something is calling me. What's calling me? I don't know. It's something within me. I'm getting my mind and my heart in alignment. Things are challenging, but I got to go because I want to flow with the flow. No, it didn't work. Let it go. Play the song and stop trying to rhyme. Bridget Bryant, she says something is calling her, calling me. What's calling you to be more? What's calling you to be greater? What's calling you to say yes? I found, stop it, don't sing, leave it alone. My voice is calling me to sing. No, I'll let Bridget do it this time. I'm going to be nice. I'll be right back. Bridget Bryant calling me. 347-426-3346.
I find myself. Like the rainfall on the sea, you're calling me.
soulful music. Music you can taste. Music you can chew on. I can hear you calling me, yes. The divine feminine is calling me. The divine masculine in me is calling me. I say yes. I say yes to the vision. I say yes to my guest. It's calling me.
And if you want to make that a lover, like in a human form, you can do that too.
I can hear you calling me. And when you say yes to that lover in you that's calling you, people say, what are you on? You're too much. No. You're too little. I am being me. So you better get with it. Bridget Bryant calling me. What's calling you forth? What is calling you to be more? Say yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And the shows are archived, so you can download it and you can listen again. You can subscribe on iTunes. Just enter Life Conversations, and the shows will be automatically downloaded onto your PC, your lappy, your tablet, your phone, whatever it is. And then you can make sure that you don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, because you can't lose with the stuff he uses. It gets better every day, like fine wine. Okay, enough already. Let's go with the flow. So check this out. Today's topic is on your mark, get set, flow. Now, let's keep it real simple. You know, the dictionary said the meaning of flow means to move along in a stream, to circulate, to proceed from a source. Think about that. To move along in a stream, to move along in a stream of consciousness. See, when you realize, when you say, I'm on my mark, I know who I am, I know my gift, I know I've got a mission, I know I'm here to do something, I'm on my mark. Now I'm going to set those stories free, the issues, the people who are not supporting me, all the things I don't, I'm setting them free, I'm setting myself free, and now flow. I'm moving with the stream of consciousness that is flowing through and as me. I'm proceeding from the source of life. You know, sometimes we say get in the flow. I don't think you've ever heard find the flow. Get in the flow means there is already a flow. There is a flow. Now, you may feel that you're in it or not. If you don't feel like you're in the flow, then something is blocking you. And you don't have to go too, don't have to go too deep trying to figure out what's blocking you, what's blocking me. I got to release it. I got to do an affirmation. And I need to do a forgiveness ritual. Yeah, you need to do those. But sometimes you can just keep it simple. Just keep it simple. Just put one hand or two on your heart. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out. And connect with the source of life that is moving through you. Just slow down. For the most part, we got to slow down to get in the flow. Like if you, for those of you who drive, when you're merging onto a highway, or a way says yield, some people think that means stop. Get to a yield and they stop. And sometimes I'm like, come on, what is, no, I just have to bring myself back. But anyway, I digress. When you get on the highway and you get to that sign that says yield, you know, really you got to slow down. Just make sure to find your balance, to find your mark. And get ready to set it free and to join. And then as you move in, as you yield to the God within, to the good within, yield to your vision, you get in the flow because there's a current of energy. There's a stream of consciousness that is already active and here. So it's really about listening to your heart and let your heart
be your GPS. On your mark, get set, and flow. Listen to your heart's guidance. What is it saying? What do you really feel? Sometimes we catch an idea, we catch an awareness, we catch an insight. And then we say, well, but I don't know how that's going to work out. It's none of your business. At least when you catch the awareness, the insight, sit with it long enough to get excited, to say, wouldn't that be nice? To sort of embody it, to kind of imagine what it would be like to do, to express, to embody this new insight that you're catching. What would it be like if you're living your ideal life? You have a goal. Some of you have New Year's resolution, and you know, let's transcend all going to the gym. Yes, but some of you will keep to it, some won't. But really, whatever works for you, that's all I got to say about that. But imagine, let's do that. Let's do the basics. Some of you want to go to the gym. Some of you want to lose weight. And what you want to save money. You want to whatever it is. Now, I want you to go to the end result. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to get fit, if you're trying to start your own business, if you're trying to go into real estate investment, you want to, you know, whatever it is, go to the end result and just put your hand on your heart, breathe in, breathe out, and imagine what it would be like to be there, to have the perfect body, to have the perfect partner, to the perfect job, to completing the project, being where you want to be spiritually, dealing, healing past issues, connecting with your inner child, whatever it is, go to the end result. And breathe in and breathe out and just let your imagination run away with you like two teenagers who fall in love. Just let your imagination take you on a trip. Breathe it in, drink it in. Oh my God, can you feel the flow? Allowing yourself to just sink into what is already written. It's already yours. If it wasn't, you won't even be able to visualize it. If it wasn't, you won't be able to see it. It's already yours. And if your intellectual mind is saying, but how is that going to happen? Thank you for sharing. This is not for you right now. Stay in your lane. Egoic mind, intellectual mind, stay in your lane. This is just me and my heart having a moment here. Me and imagination having a moment. Stay out of it. We don't need you yet. Once we embody the essence of what we're feeling and experiencing together, myself and my imagination, my visualization, then we'll invite you. But until then, go find yourself some finger food. Yeah, come back to your imagination. Go to the end result. And when you allow yourself to surrender to the vision that you're experiencing right now, you're not even thinking about who you're running the race of life with. You really understand what it means. It's not about competition. It's about cooperation. You feel a sense of freedom. For some of you, you may be feeling fearful. But what if it doesn't happen? That's your intellectual mind trying to peek its head through the door. Slam the door in its face. Come back. Let your heart be your GPS. Do you need a new place? Whatever it is, imagine what it's like to walk around. One of mine is, I'm visualizing the studio. You know, that have all the equipment that I need, because I love when I'm in a radio studio to have it the way I want it, to have everything that I need to just open that door or look through the glass and look inside and open the door. Oh, my God, to see the microphones, to visualize people sitting on the other side of me and we're talking.
oh, the computers and the gadgets that I'm tapping on the screen, pulling up a song, pulling up a sound effect. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Getting going with the flow. Fading down the music and fading it back up. Oh, recording the conversation that's happening on there. Oh, can you feel it? On your mark. Get set. Flow. It gets like that sometimes. When you allow yourself to just get lost with the lover of your life, with God, the divine intelligence, the creator, the higher self, whatever name you want to call it. You got to go to the beginning. You got to go to that essence within you. The dream that you had when you were a child. Rather, you know, we got to have the challenges because it's part of this life thing, you know, trying to figure out. You're going to have moments where you're thinking, but I really want to do this. But when you always bring yourself back into the flow, you can merge into the race of life. Because you realize, okay, this, I need this particular thing, this person, this insight, this awareness, whatever it is, but at the time you're supposed to show up for a meeting, meet with somebody, or whatever it is, or write the what you want to write, or create what you want to create, if you surrender, yield, and get in the flow, you may find out you didn't need what you thought you needed. Or you may get a phone call or see something on the internet, see something on Facebook, an email. But the truth is, if there's something that you think you need in order to move forward and you don't have it right now, guess what? You don't need it right now. Because if you do, you will have it. It's called embracing what if. What if? What if? I don't know what that is. But embracing what is. That's what I meant to say. Embracing what is. Knowing that you're already being carried, that you are part of a source that will resource you if you allow it. God always says yes. God always says yes. Now, some folks say, you know, God tells you no because God thinks you don't, you're not ready. No! God don't say yes. Or God don't say you're not ready. The nature of God is yes, yes, ask, yes, ask. That's the nature of this godness that is living itself as you. So the idea of God saying no, only if you think God is a man. Because this essence, this life force, loves you unconditionally. Love without condition. And allows you to experience, allows itself to experience what it wants to experience. Why would God say no to itself? Then God won't have an experience of itself. The reason you are on this planet is because God wants to experience itself as you. What would it be like? Let me see. Let me use some names. Let me go into Cheryl. What would it be like to be Cheryl? What would it be like to be Monica, Antoine? What would it be like to teach some brothers to know themselves? What would it be like to be Nisi? And God said, I am life. And God says, yeah, I know I'm life, but what would it be like to be Nisi? What would it be like to be like Teresa? What would it be like to be like Ambassador? What would it be like to be like Celeste? What would it be like to be like Rebecca? And God looks at itself, expressing in many forms, said, I look good. God looks at itself and says, oh, I'm nothing to play with. Look at me. Keep pushing. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep going. Man, don't mess with me. I may not know where I'm going right now, but I keep moving. I'm moving with the flow. And because of you, God gets to have a laugh. Yes. It's time to realize that we're so much more and to take out that, if you want to, if you want to personalize God as a man or woman, go ahead and do it if it works for you. But it's time to transcend that, to understand that the power of God is you, not just within you. On your mark, get set and flow. Definition of flow, to move along in a stream. On your mark,
get set, flow with the stream of consciousness that is seeking to be expressed through and as you. The definition of flow, to circulate. Yes, get your energy flowing. Get your spirit, get your gifts, your laughter, your joy, things that you have. What do you have? What medicine do you have for us? Keep it flowing. Let people pass it on. Flow, to proceed from a source. Yes, that's where you came from. You're an extension of source. And when you recognize that, when you say yes, you get resourced by the source.
No, I'm not going to say that. Y'all trying to get me in trouble.
No, we're not. We're trying to spice it up.
Well, when you do your own show, you can spice it up. Anyway, let's take a break. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show.
The Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show is here to inspire you, is here to transform you. So whatever you're moving through, whatever you're going through, bring it. Call in. This is the House of Love. We are here to support you with your transformation. I think we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and then I think of what we're going to do yet. Next, I have a lot of different things I want to do, but I'm just going to set it free and go with the flow. In the meantime, would we, Mark Victor Hansen, can you tell the new listeners why they need to keep coming back? See, the regular listeners already know, they keep coming back. But we got some new listeners listening for the first time. Say, oh, I don't know. Can you let them know why they need to come back? Come on now, Mark, stop hiding. Come back. See, that's why I want that equipment where I can just search it and be right there. All right, tell them why they should come back.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
It's going to change your life. You know why? Because Ambassador said, be the change you want to... Oh, okay. What I was going to say? Be the change you want to be? Yeah, be the change you want to be. And be the change you want to see on Life Conversations Radio. We'll be right back. I'm having so much fun. I love it.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I know that's right. You are listening to the Ask
Life Coach at a radio show. It is so great to be back. I'm so excited. I'm funny. It's on and popping. I'm just trying to tell you. 347-426-3346. This month, we're supporting you in releasing your inner brilliance, your inner splendor, the greatness, the divinity within you. So you can understand and know who you really are. You're here because you chose to. Right where you are is your creation. Right now, you created it. The best gift you can give yourself is not to judge it. Even if it's painful, even if it's challenging. Find the courage to be true to yourself. Just to yourself. Sometimes in being true to yourself, you just gotta do some inner work. You know, kind of parent yourself. Kind of take care of your own self. Like, okay, you told a little bit of fib there, people call it. Or you lied, or you didn't show up, you pimped yourself, whatever. But it's okay. You're learning, you're developing the muscle. There's a time you pimped yourself and you didn't even know you did. It's okay. Love yourself a little. Recognize that you're so much more. And we're all making it up. There's a feeling within. I just gotta tap in. It's been there. Patiently waiting. Okay, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm enjoying myself. I'll play a little bit of this song, just a tiny bit, and then we'll come back. 347-426-3346. So much soul, no load.
Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. Our dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity to channel stellar cosmic sounds. As an instrument I found that love is a current with energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, 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 oh.
Yes, love is a current of energy. On your mark, get set. It flows through you, through me. Who we be. Feels good to be tapped in. Now, I know it may sound out of sync when you listen to it, but in my head, in the song, it sounds in alignment. So don't judge my singing, okay? It's not me. Yes. Love is the only thing that is happening. Mukua Ray. You can find him on Facebook. And we're going to tap in. We're going to transform. And we're going to tune in to Rebecca in a minute.
Current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun.
Say, get you some. The sum total of who you is flowing through you and flowing through me. On your mark, get set, flow with the goodness of life. Courage of energy. Can you stop singing? No, I can't.
Rebecca, you better say something so I can stop singing, because I'm feeling this song. Hey, Rebecca.
I'm like, sing it. I love it. I love it when you sing. It cracks me up. I mean, not.
Oh, really?
Messy.
Oh, hold on.
What
cracks
you,
you up? What do you mean cracks you up? I don't like the sound of that. I'm rolling my eyes at you. Don't make me sing and crack you up some
it's
more.
Because, you know why? I think it cracks me up because you're holding back so bad, but you really want to sing, but yet you tell how you can feel the
lane.
Love. You
yes,
just,
I
can just feel the love of you wanting yes. to sing, and then you, I'm like, why is he holding back? He's so funny. He just need to let it rip one day.
Well, I'm worried about y'all's ears. You know, I don't want to bust the eardrum. But I think maybe next lifetime I'll come back. And a medium would say, well, last lifetime you were supposed to be a singer, but you didn't allow yourself. But this time you're here to be a singer, and that's why you're known globally. Even the angels and the guys know you.
Right? I know. I agree. And I'm the same way. I don't sing. I sing in the shower. I sing by myself. I don't sing.
Oh,
that's definitely
oh, you
sing
do?
On the program.
Let's sing together. Then. Come on, let's sing together.
I'm gonna turn it off.
Oh, you
I'll go
back?
To Georgia, and we could go to like karaoke and something, do something like that.
Karaoke?
Okay.
I am not tone deaf. Karaoke means tone deaf. I'm not tone deaf. Thank you very much. I got the best voice. Do you hear my voice when Carly Jackson is singing? Come on now, I got the best voice. All right. Let me stop.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So I was, like, calling in just to check in, and then I went, oh, I guess there is something I'm supposed to talk about. And I kind of felt it kind of stirring because I'm doing things for myself now, and I'm back on track. I feel back on track. I don't feel, like, derailed anymore, which is so nice. But what I did notice was I don't know why in the world I am manifesting such interesting people around me, but boy, oh, boy, it just is a trip. And I have wonderful roommate. Thank you, God. I have no crazy. She's wonderful. So I have a new roommate. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. She's fabulous. And it's interesting that I said I kind of started holding my, you know, looking at my friends and realizing they weren't the best choices. And, you know, goodness gracious, I tell them to listen, so I'm sure they're going to get to hear me say that they're the best choices.
I was just thinking that thought, actually. Well,
that's really great. So, but one of them in specific, who's been here for me, it's just interesting that I realized I was really settling and I was kind of putting myself second. And I had been in, you know, doing the meditation, like you told me, 5 minutes a day. And, of course, it lasts longer than that. But, and I really said, you know, I really want to start being the friend that I want to myself. And as soon as that happened, it was like the roommate came, and I was like, I'm not looking for a friend, I'm looking for a roommate. And she's ending up being a really good friend too. And it's just interesting. It's just really interesting. And she's just really about, you know, your girlfriends are your girlfriends, and you got to be there for them. And she's just loyal, and she's like the way I am with my friends. Mm-hmm. And but it's just interesting because I went out with Mariana, who's, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Anyways.
Well, you did. Keep it moving. Go with the flow. You should have said, I shouldn't have said that. You should just keep
I'm
it going.
Rut roll. Yeah. So anyway, I told her, you know, hey, if we're going to go out, I really need you to be, you know, present, and because I'm present for you. And, you know, I'm not going to be, and I told her straight up, I'm not going to be there anymore if you're going to not be present. And if you're just, it's almost like felt like I was being hung out with because she needed to fill the time that she wasn't with her guy. Mm. And I told her, I said, I'm kind of getting tired of that. And it really hurts my feelings, you know? And, she did it again. We went out and she did it again. And, that just really pained me. And I found myself, you know, crying in my beer and, and I thought, okay, that's it. I was tired of crying in my beer. Yeah, I was crying in my beer, literally. There was like, I was like, boo. So
that's what they mean by free refill.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Boy.
So I just thought, wow, look at that, you know. And the minute that I just said no more is, you know, then Katie my new roommate, she said, you know, look, come out with us, go dancing. I'm like, gosh, I really wanted to go dancing. I was the designated driver. And I said, you know, I'll take you out so that we're safe. You know, I'll drive and everything. And have
wait
the
a
best
minute.
Time
I got
ever.
Designated driver after you cried in your beer or another day?
No, it was another day. It was another
okay.
day. Whew.
Just clear
it
that
was
up
so
quickly.
Much fun.
Go ahead.
You know, just so much fun, just lots of laughing and just cracking up. And they're Southern girls, you know, and me being Southern too, you know, it just brings out that old, kind of that warmth that I've been, you know, kind of shedding all over the 505, you know, New Mexico. And I just thought, wow, you know, it's just interesting when you kind of shift your consciousness, I'm not going to allow this anymore in my life, how something else comes up. And you really are guarded and guided and you really are taken care of, and you do have everything you've ever needed. You just have to ask. And I find that I'm getting more of it when I sit and I ask and I get clear and realize what I'm doing, you know. But it's just been beautiful. And I thought, well, it's just such a – I kind of want to fix the thing with Mariana, but I guess I'm not going to be able to fix it. I mean, really, I kind of feel like a real jerk because I don't want to be around her anymore because it hurts my feelings so bad. But I kind of want to be there because I want to help her, you know, maybe – I don't know, I guess – see her own crud, but I guess it's not my job.
I knew I let you keep talking and you're going to get to the end of it. It's not your business.
It's not my business. It's not my business. So, yes, so I'm going to stay out of judgment and
there
just
you
try
go.
To be kind and loving and, okay. I'm like, I knew if I talked to you, it would come out.
Yeah, you called me last week. What happened? The show is not on. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm on my vacation. So
I
I'm glad
know.
You're
well,
here to listen. But, you know, yeah. I want to say something because what you're saying here is very important. You know, we can love somebody and let them go. And we can love them and we don't let them – it's not just about – we don't need to let them go because we're judging them. They're not bad for me. They're not good for me and I'm going to let them go. They just – you know, we can just say, you know, it's just not working for me. And for me, I hear you asking yourself, what do I want? I need real friends. I need friends that affirm me. I need friends that make me, you know, that reflect my greatness. And then you said to yourself, I got to be that. And then you have to speak your truth and to let go of what's not working for you anymore so you can attract something new and have the fun. Doesn't mean Mariana's a bad person.
No,
it just means energetically
person.
You don't match anymore. In fact, there's no vibrational match. And when there isn't a vibrational match, sometimes there's a friction. Or sometimes you just naturally move out of each other's life. Now, if you start saying, well, I feel bad, I want to go back, I want to fix the
best.
There's nothing to be fixed. And your name is not Iyala. So you don't need to fix anybody's life. Okay? Iyala got it.
Yes. Yes,
you know, it's like
true.
In loving somebody, if there's anything that you want for her, anything that you see that she can do, when you see, if you see the light, if you see her fully, just see her in that light. That's all. That's the only thing you need to do if you want to do anything. Just see her being happy, excited, passionate about her life. That's your only duty. And enjoy your life.
Yes,
I do feel bad.
I know I feel bad because I know I feel the whole...
Stop. We ain't trying to say you felt bad before we talked. We're letting that go right now. We're not going to get any sympathy for people feeling bad. You might. So what? Okay, so here's the thing. You feel bad. Now what you want to do? You want to go back and be friends with her? Is that what you want to do?
I want to be there for her, but I don't want it to take up all my time, and I don't want to feel like...
Okay, so here's the thing. Because time is running, and I want you to break through this. Be there for her by being the friend you would want her to be to you. And from that place, if you're led, I mean, it doesn't mean you cross it out of your life completely. Clearly, there's still a connection. Don't stay connected with it because you feel bad for her. Feel connected to her as if there's something you're supposed to do, if there's, you know, see the best in her. Do your own inner work. Don't go back to her out of sympathy. It's no good to her. Go back to her from a place of, you know, releasing you or saying, I don't want to be friends with you, really hurt me more than I expected.
But this is what I realized. So maybe there is something. There's a lot coming to you, coming for you right now as I talk. So I'm just going to let it rip and you can listen to the show later. But maybe there's something you need to look at. There's something obviously tugging at your heart right now. So let go of feeling bad. Let the tears flow and ask Spirit, God, divine intelligence, what do I need to see about this beautiful sister friend of mine? Why do I feel so much pain? Why do I feel the hurt? And then from that place, you can be of service. Don't go back there, back in consciousness, back from a place of deficit. Then you create more mess, and then you say, this is why. No, go back from a place of love. Go back from a place of fullness. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
And just keep doing your meditation. You know,
Yes, sir.
If it's more than 5 minutes, so be it. But if you're trying to do 30 minutes, an hour, your mind says, I don't think so. All right?
Well, it's wonderful. Thank you so much. And I really am having a good beginning to the new year. It was, you know, it was a little rocky, but it's all for my best. And it's interesting. I really need to, I'd like to start journaling more. I don't want to shit on myself, but, you know. Really would like to journal more because it's amazing.
Don't shoot on yourself. Adult diapers are too expensive. Just love you. You're right where you are. You're right where you are. And love you for being where you are. Love yourself enough for caring about your friend that is bringing you to tears and sharing it with the rest of the world. There's something great about you. There's something great about her. You obviously still love her.
Yes, I do.
Let go of the feeling bad and feel the love. You don't feel bad, you feel love.
I do.
So get real. Get real and get real and get real and let it flow.
Thank you.
All right.
Love you, darling. Bye.
Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Dr. Imar, sorry
if we can't get to you. Time. We've got less than one minute left, so we got to release the show. Dr. Imar Thera, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. But yeah, we don't have the time. I wish you called it earlier, but it's all good. Let's see. Yeah, if you call back tomorrow we can share. If you want to join us tomorrow, if this is your first time, come back. And we're getting ready to release the show. What am I to do? Let my soul surrender. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Oh my God, every time I listen to that interview with Ricky last year, 2 weeks ago, I'm so grateful for this woman. I'm grateful for you guys, listeners. Thank you. I'm so excited to be back. Dr. Imar, please come back tomorrow. Come share your story and get ready to transform as we let our soul surrender. That's what life is about. On your mark, get set, flow. How do you flow? You surrender your soul. You have an inner splendor that is saying, let me out. I'm out of here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be loved. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Keep the flow going. I'm out of here. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Beckwith. RickyBB.com. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
What I can to do. Thank you.
I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.